is nothing new in the world of sales, except for the history you do not know. Welcome to the Sales History Podcast, bringing the brilliant and sometimes strange minds, methods, and ideas from the sales profession's past with applications to today. Here is your host, best-selling author of The Transparency Sale and The Transparent Sales Leader, keynote speaker, trainer, and nerd, Todd Caponi.
For today's episode, I'm going to attempt to save you a bunch of time reading LinkedIn posts. Yes, today is going to be 10 mottos to be your best you, but instead of recreating the wheel, let's go back to 1937. That year, Paul W. Ivey released a second edition of his book, Salesmanship Applied. And chapter 6 is one of my favorites from my collection of books that are all 75 plus years old. So much of this advice, these 10 mottos to be your best you, you'll see sprinkled about, and I'm going to attempt to consolidate them here. We're going to inject a bunch of sales history into this, but I'm going to list off Ivy's 10 slogans for building personal values, and I adore every single one of them. And so here is your summary, the 10 mottos for being your best you in sales or really in life. Number one, try to like what you do. Their quote was, if you cannot do what you like, try to like what you do. And so the way that I look at this is, you know, when you were growing up, what did you want to be when you grew up? And are you doing it? For most of us, the answer is probably no. I mean, I certainly never thought I would be spending my weekends ear deep in 87 plus year old sales books, but I love it now. I'm not sure how long it took me to learn to like sales, but there was always a certain allure to it. Every day was different. Every customer was an opportunity to strategize, and I certainly liked the commissions. Early in my career, I sold systems management software, accounting and financial consolidation software, and software for engineers. It was really hard for me to get excited about it. The quote goes on, you perform a certain work. Do you like that work? And if you do not, you should learn to like it. We cannot all do what we would like to do, so let us learn to like what we are doing. So that was number one. Number two, the place for knocker is outside the door. The quote, I maintain that you cannot saw wood with a hammer, so let every knocker throw away his hammer. When Ivy refers to a knocker, he's speaking of pessimism. Individuals who are consistently negative about other people and, for the most part, themselves. He talked about this idea that we need to eliminate negativity from our thoughts and our words. I actually read a 1922 book and I found this quote and I thought it was really, really applicable. The quote says, selling is almost entirely a mental process. I can make a success of any salesman whom I can select and train, provided I can destroy this man's ability to think negatively. And that quote was from Ernest J. Gallmeyer, who is the general sales manager of a company called Wayne Tank and Pump Company. Positivity and confidence are contagious. Embrace it. Ivy went on to speak of those who speak negatively of their employer. He said, I pray you, so long as you are a part of an institution, do not condemn it. Not that you will injure the institution, but when you disparage the concern of which you are a part, you disparage yourself. Such a great point. And that is number two. Number three, afraid of doing too much does too little. His quote was, he who is afraid of doing too much always does too little. Ivy here is primarily speaking of either the self-awareness of your own current shortcomings or the self-limiting beliefs that go along with it. He tells the story of Demosthenes, and I know I said that wrong, but he was a great orator of Greece. He was once a terrible stammerer, meaning he stuttered. But what Ivy says here is he put pebbles in his mouth and practiced talking at the sea where the waves were roaring, and subjected himself to such a rigid course of instruction that finally he became one of the greatest orators of history. Ivy went on to point to how Theodore Roosevelt, who was once very tiny, developed himself physically to become strong and became one of our country's great leaders. In other words, when Ivy says that being afraid to do too much, he is referring to self-limits. When you think we can't do something, we can either be a victim or work hard to push ourselves beyond. Quote, "The only way to develop capacity for work is to work. The only way to develop the capacity to smile is to smile." That is number three. Number four, whatever you dislike in another person, take care to correct in yourself. He says in this quote, "You hear a man say, 'Oh, Jones, why, he is the most cynical cuss I have ever known in my life,' or 'He is one of the meanest fellows in the world,' or 'He talks too much.' How about yourself?" To build value in yourself, Ivy practiced this thought. Whenever something about another person bothers you, consider yourself. All of us have qualities that are not perfect. When we continually check on our behaviors and traits and work to eliminate bad habits, we build our value. In short, when something bothers you about someone else, instead of harping on it, think about whether it's something you do, and if the answer is yes, work to eliminate it. That was number four. Number five is a quick one. The boss will not fire you if you are fired with enthusiasm. While you may lose a job due to a layoff or some other reason, when given a choice, your boss will never fire the most enthusiastic person on the team. And I tend to agree that with that. There's a number of books that I have that talk about cultivating this enthusiasm within you, but that one is number five. Boss isn't going to fire you if you're fired with enthusiasm. Number six, another really quick one, and I think this is pretty obvious, but there are no elevators in the house of success. His quote here is, "I know some people who expect to jump into a position, press a button, and ride to the top." That one is number six. There's no elevators in the house of success. Number seven, the price of buds and blossoms is briars and brambles. Ivy's quote here is, "He who loves the buds and blossoms is little concerned about the briars and the brambles." Similar to the ideas above, this suggestion speaks to taking the risks required to get where you want to be. One who loves roses must take the risk of the briars to grab them. In life, quote, "How many will pay the price?" Or in other words, pay in the value of their own personalities for any advantage they want. So that is number seven. Number eight, dissatisfaction due to false ideas of happiness. The quote, "Dissatisfaction with our condition is often due to the false idea we have of the happiness of others." And this one I see on LinkedIn all the time. That jumped off the page at me as an issue I see all the time. We look around at others posting about their successes and triumphs, assuming everything is better for them than it is for us. As a result, it generates dissatisfaction with our work and accomplishments. Ivy explains a scenario where someone named Jack, who appears to be doing really well, but Ivy asks, "I wonder just how good a thing he has. He has left one position for another and is telling some beautiful tales about it, but I really wonder just how he is getting along. The other field always looks better." In other words, stop beating yourself up because you believe someone else is doing better than you, having the life you want. Stop comparing because you don't have the whole story. As I read this section, he is saying what the current phrase, "the grass isn't always greener on the other side," tells us. Compare yourself to you. Number nine, opportunity difficult to find because it's disguised as hard work. His quote, "The reason many people cannot find opportunity is it goes around disguised as hard work." Ivy says, "We are all seeking opportunity, but opportunity may mean 15 more minutes a day of hard work. Perhaps it means one extra night a week of calling on customers. That is opportunity. His point, there's opportunity all around us, but it's on us to create it for ourselves. That's number 9. And last but not least, number 10, worry, not work, kills. Worry kills more people than work does because more people tackle it. Again, that's his quote. Worry kills more people than work does. Even in my own life, stress and anxiety cause me more problems than the work itself. Ivy finishes this last motto by telling us to put in the work so we don't have to worry. He goes on to tell us that capital and labor are partners. Capital helps labor, and labor helps capital. Capital is essential money. Labor is the wages and salaries. When there's lots of competition for labor, wages and salaries go up. The opposite is also true. When there are lots of individuals qualified to fill your position, your salary and wages will go down. Ivy's last quote here is, quote, "It's up to you to make yourself more valuable, to do things in a better way, to build up personal value. If you do that, you will become more valuable. The law of demand and supply governs." Again, that's a great list, and it really encompasses most of what we should be thinking about. Number 1 was try to like what you do. Again, many of us are not doing the things that we were hoping to be doing when we grow up, but a lot of us, like myself, have found a love in, for me in my example, sales history of all things. Number 2 was the place for a knocker is outside the door, meaning be positive, get rid of that pessimism. Number 3 was afraid of doing too much does too little. What Ivy talked about there was that self-awareness of our own shortcomings and the self-limiting beliefs that go along with it and how to combat those. Number 4 was whatever you dislike in another person, take care to correct in yourself, meaning make sure you're looking in the mirror when you're thinking about those negative thoughts about other individuals. Number 5 was the boss will not fire you if you are fired with enthusiasm, meaning the last person let go when there's layoffs or when there's firings going on are those people that bring the most enthusiasm to the team. Number 6 was there are no elevators in the house of success, meaning don't expect to show up and suddenly, because you've been there long enough, rise to the top. You've got to earn it. Number 7 was the price of buds and blossoms is briars and brambles. Similar to that idea above, you've got to take risks. You got to know what's required to get where you want to be and be willing to pay the price for that. Number 8 was dissatisfaction due to false ideas of happiness, meaning don't assume that everybody else around that's posting all these positive accolades for their own lives and their own careers are really telling you the whole truth. Compare yourself to you. Number 9 was opportunity difficult to find because it's disguised as hard work, meaning there's opportunity all around us, but a lot of times it's on us to create it for ourselves. And number 10 was worry, not work, kills. Was I right in my assessment that these 10 mottos for being your best you in sales or really in life are so applicable today as they were in 1937? Again, these were from Paul Ivey's second edition of his book, Salesmanship Applied. And there's so many books that focus on the art and science of selling from back then and today with specific methodologies and techniques meant to more effectively sell more and build up the value of what you're selling. But what about building up the value in yourselves? As always, I love your feedback. I love your ideas. So many of the ideas and episodes come from that. So if you want to reach out, many ways to do it. Go to toddcapone.com. You can contact me through there. Connect with me on LinkedIn. You can DM me there. There's probably a bunch of other ways too, but those are the two easiest. And as always, your feedback and the time that you put into listening to this is so much appreciated. So until next time, thanks again.